A Rendezvous with History by Bruce Niederer, GBI Technical Advisor. In my article Profile of an American Craftsman, the photos of the Les Stoudacre jet-powered boat at Marine Services Unlimited provide a photographic history of the first and last run of the Tempo Alcoa. What follows are the details of that historic event. In 1957, Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians were in high demand. The band leader and his music were well known throughout the U.S. and Canada. Lombardo was also a successful and well-known driver of Gold Cup hydroplane speedboats. Prior to World War II, Lombardo had a distinguished 225-cubic-inch class career and moved up to the Gold Cup circuit after the war when he bought the proven champion Meissen from Zalman Simmons in 1948. Simmons had won the 1939 and 1941 Gold Cup races driving Meissen. Lombardo repowered the boat with a 1,300-horsepower Allison V1710 aircraft engine and renamed the boat Tempo V. Lombardo is credited with as many as 15 Unlimited and Gold Cup victories between 1946 and 1953, but 13 of those victories were in multi-class free for all races that are not recognized in modern historical records. His two big wins were the Gold Cup in 1946 and the 1948 Ford Memorial Race, both in Tempo V and both in Detroit. In Miami in 1946, Lombardo set a new Gold Cup class record in Tempo V for a 1 mile run with a speed of 113.031 miles per hour, becoming only the second Gold Cup driver in history to break 100 miles per hour barrier. He failed to achieve his ultimate goal of besting the Unlimited class speed record held by the renowned Gar Wood of 124.915 miles per hour, set in 1932 in Algonac, Michigan, driving his four-engine Miss America X. Fun fact: Algonac is the original site of the Chris Craft production facilities. Around early 1955, Lombardo announced he was getting back into racing in a boat being prepared for him by Les Stoudacre in Kokalin, Michigan. A 30-foot Gold Cup racer with a 1510 Allison aircraft engine, Lombardo named Tempo 7. This cemented a relationship between kindred spirits, adventurers obsessed with being the fastest boat ever, evidenced by the fact that Lombardo and Stoudacre with the Aluminum Company of America, Alcoa, had already teamed up to work on a jet-powered speedboat with no props. Their goal was to bring the world speed record back to the U.S. currently held by Brit Donald Campbell, who piloted his jet boat on a 248 miles per hour run to take the record. It took Stoudacre 2.5 months to build the boat, which he designed himself. Lombardo said it looked like a pickle fork, with the two tines, pontoons, jutting in front of the driver's seat. Stoudacre had to overcome a number of design problems to make this work. There was no deck or foredeck in front of the driver like on traditional hydroplanes. Hydroplanes operate with about 3 degrees of lift, allowing the pontoons to float above the water with little but the prop in the water. This would not work with a jet engine because the excessive thrust would cause the hull to take off and fly, flip backwards, and somersault. He took a model of the boat with the engine attached to North American Aviation to test in their company wind tunnel to learn at what speed the boat would fly. Testing showed the boat would be stable up to 460 miles per hour, but the mechanical properties of the structure would not withstand that speed. Still, they were all confident they could reach 300 miles per hour safely. The first manned test runs of Tempo Alcoa took place in early June 1960 on Pyramid Lake in Nevada. Stoudacre made 2 or 3 easy runs up to about 180 miles per hour on dead calm water, and everyone was very pleased. They were ready to call it a day when a photographer from Popular Mechanics asked if he could get some photos of the boat underway. Les fired up the engine again and made another run for the camera closer to shore, but a breeze had come up causing ripples on the water which doubled the stopping distance of the boat. Stoudacre noticed a small peninsula jutting in front of them and, too late to stop, hit it at 150 miles per hour, causing the boat to flip over in the air and land right side up in the water. A frantic Lombardo raced down the jetty and fell, tumbling down the riprap, ending up bruised and broken. Stoudaker emerged from the water without a scratch on him and drove Lombardo to the hospital in Reno. The boat and accident received national press attention. Stoudaker brought the boat back to his Caulkin shop to begin repairs. The rebuild took months, but by spring of 1961, they were ready to try again, this time in Saginaw Bay near Stoudaker's boatyard. But Lombardo was too nervous to let either of them climb into the cockpit, so they spent $2,500.00 on a custom remote control unit built by North American Aviation. They simply couldn't look inside the sponsons. Had they found all the damage? They installed the remote controls and Stoudaker piloted the boat into the bay and started, slow, at 100 miles per hour to see how it would handle. Having no problems, Les came ashore, engaged the autopilot, set the throttle at half speed, and ran it up to 200 miles per hour. All went well, so they pushed it to three-quarter throttle and hit 250 miles per hour. Everything was looking good and they were ready to bring it in when suddenly a sponson came off and the boat veered right and went down with a huge splash while the engine continued straight ahead for a half mile before it sank and disappeared. It turns out the sponson had a defect from the first accident and at 250 miles per hour it broke. That was the end of Tempo Alcoa and the dream of going 300 miles per hour in a jet boat.